Have you noticed how all the top engineers in California are Iranian-born, especially in civil engineering and traffic engineering, which requires a lot of math? Well, it shouldn't come as any surprise when you consider that, after all, these are descendants of Al-Khwarizmi, the great Persian mathematician who invented algorithms and algebra, Omar Khayyam, and many, many other brilliant innovators who revolutionized the science of mathematics in the Middle Ages. To this day, Iranians are still on the cutting edge of modern mathematics. Take the presidential election in Iran, for example. People outside of Iran were astounded at the rapidity with which over 42 million ballots could be counted manually in less than 12 hours, a feat unheard of until last weekend that could never have been achieved anywhere but in Iran. How do they do it? Well, unbeknownst to Western academia, at the Supreme Leader Institute of Technology, SLIT, or SLIT, at the little-known Dr. Ahmadinejad Department of Exact Sciences, some impressive new ways of counting ballots have just been invented. It's a new discipline called comparative calculus, where depending on what one is counting and who's doing the counting, the same exact equation and numbers can result in different answers. Eat your heart out, Albert Einstein. It's also known as the theory of gullibility. For example, when counting conservative ballots, 2 plus 2 equals 10. But when it comes to counting the moderate ballots, 2 plus 2 equals 3. That's right. The phone has been ringing off the hook at Supreme Leader Institute of Technology the past few days from desperate GOP politicians wanting to apply at SLIT. As you know, in 2000 and 2004, the Republicans managed to steal the presidential election by the thinnest of margins and missed by a wide margin in 2008, so they are desperate to learn the secrets of the new Persian mathematics.
Hello, Mahmoud. Newt Gingrich calling. Please return my call. Pretty please.
Hello, Mr. Supreme. Sarah Palin for 2012 calling.